I'm titling today's thought, Find Your Own Path, which immediately places me in a position of irony, because basically what I'm proposing is that the internet, indeed the whole world, is filled with creative types who want to show you how they do it. And there's lots of wonderful books out there, and YouTube videos, and workshops, and classes, and Zoom meetings, filled with people who, with good intentions and a compassionate heart, want to tell you how to do your artwork. And I think this is ironic of me to talk about it, because that's kind of what I do, but I hope I do it with a little different spirit. Instead of trying to tell you how to do my artwork, I hope what I'm doing, and what I think all good teachers ought to do, is to help you find your own path. If as educators and podcasters and workshop instructors, etc., if we do our job right, what we do is open up possibilities. But note that those possibilities are not recommendations. They're certainly not commandments. I think in the art life, we each have to find our own path. And that's the crux of the problem that persists in being an artist, is that finding your own path is something that only you can do, which requires patience and diligence and perseverance and, most of all, a sensitivity to your own thoughts and whims that allows you to differentiate between advice from a third party like me or some workshop guru or something and your own impulses. This is not an easy thing to do. It's easy to tell people how they ought to do photography, how they ought to compose, what equipment is the right equipment, where they ought to go, how they ought to see, compositional rules, etc. It's easy to do that. It's a much more difficult thing when an instructor asks you, what do you think? What do you feel? What do you want to express? Because that's not nearly so much a receiving as it is an internal search. Techniques, of course, can be taught. You don't have to find your own path when it comes to f-stops and shutter speeds and what the heck ISO is and etc. Techniques can be taught, but creativity has to be discovered and nurtured and searched for and essentially allowed by you. My premise is that every one of us has creativity within us, maybe to varying degrees, certainly in different directions, but it's there. And we all recognize it's there as photographers, or you probably would have never picked up the camera, or if you did, you'd make family snapshots and that'd be it. But if you're interested in doing anything that is personally expressive, that might remotely circle around the idea of fine art photography, then there is a spark of creativity within you. And as anybody knows who deals with sparks, let's say in starting a campfire, those very early phases when the spark is just the tiniest flame are the most dangerous, because the tiniest puff of wind will blow it out. That little tiny flame has to be nurtured and not overrun by a tsunami of advice from YouTube or workshops or the dominant member in your local photo group. I rarely hear it talked about, but the courage of your convictions is one of the most important characteristics of being an artist. Yes, you want to be sensitive. Yes, you want to be open. Yes, you want to learn. But all of that needs to be done in service to your own creativity. And it's important to resist the temptation to follow in others' footsteps. You know that old phrase, if I've seen farther than others, it's because I've stood on the shoulders of giants. I believe that's true. Good advice. But notice the kernel of that advice is, if I've seen further. That's not the same thing as riding the coattails of the previous generations. Finding your own path is not an ancillary challenge in the creative process. I think it is the creative process. It's the core of the creative process. It's the reason to be an artist, is to challenge yourself with the difficulties of finding your own path. But the success in doing so is the only way to reveal your true creative spark and sharing with the rest of us your creative vision.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.